When it comes to Boston public schools, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is asking voters to judge him on his record. With the election coming Tuesday, we're looking at where the candidates stand on education. Yesterday, we reported on the platform of mayoral challenger, Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson. And this morning, WBUR's Max Larkin reports on the incumbent, Marty Walsh.
It's a cold morning in Boston's Seaport District. But at the annual Ed Vester's Prize Breakfast in the Westin Hotel Ballroom, the mood is all warmth. The event is a love fest, celebrating excellent principals, teachers, and philanthropists, too. Then the guest of honor, Mayor Marty Walsh. Prize panel chair Jim Stone lists Walsh's educational accomplishments, like longer school days at about half of BPS schools, and a summer learning program. But most of all, Stone praises the mayor's consensus-driven approach.
He's done all this always by building alliances rather than pitting one side against the other.
As Walsh takes the stage with Election Day on the horizon, he's grateful for the compliment.
Thank you. Let me thank Jim. Thank you. I need to borrow you for the next 6 days.
As warring factions argue about the future of Boston Public Schools, its reputation as a top urban school district can sometimes be drowned out. But BPS does face big challenges, and little agreement about how to fix them.
Boston is a full participant in, you know, one of the great problems facing our nation, which is the failure to unlock the potential of black and brown children.
That's Paul Grogan. He's the president of the Boston Foundation, a nonprofit group that supports charter schools and education reform. Grogan believes the BPS budget is bloated by excess staff and capacity, and that the district has to downsize before it can thrive. But he says he understands why Mayor Walsh has avoided making those deep cuts so far.
Now, closing schools is, in the political world, a very unattractive thing. Even terrible schools, it turns out, have some defenders.
Grogan says he hopes that in a second term, Walsh might take more decisive action against schools seen as failing. But teachers at one such school couldn't disagree more. Martha Boissel has taught English as a second language at Brighton High School for 14 years. It's the end of the day, and the school feels empty. In the past 5 years, its enrollment has dropped from around 1,100 students to fewer than 700.
Find the school okay. On it.
Its test scores have dropped as well, and last year the State Board of Education designated Brighton as an underperforming Level 4 school. Following district policy, teachers were asked to reapply for their jobs, or leave Brighton High. Boissel was one of the few to return. She says that fall from grace does weigh on her.
It really depends on the day. Some days you feel hopeful, and some days you feel completely devastated.
During her time there, she says Brighton's student body has changed dramatically. More recent immigrants, more students who are homeless or suffer from learning disabilities. They're wonderful kids, Boissel says, but ones that need more resources to educate, not fewer. Boissel says that in effect, the state has punished Brighton High for changes out of its control, and that the city hasn't picked up the slack. Mayor Walsh visited Boissel's classroom on the first day of school this year, but she didn't have a chance to make Brighton's case.
I would love to sit down and talk to the mayor about this. It's been hard to figure out who do we go to advocate for our students.
Walsh remembers that visit well. Back at the Westin Hotel, he rattles off facts about the population at Brighton High.
44% of the kids in Brighton High are English language learners, and if you look at the kids that took the 10th grade MCAS, many of those were brand new into the country, into the school. And by the time they were 12th graders, they were speaking proficiently in English.
He faults the state for failing to recognize that progress or provide the district with sufficient aid. Walsh has said he isn't planning to close schools like Brighton High, even if students flee for greener pastures. In a second term, he hopes to use special turnaround grants and a $1 billion rebuilding plan to bring new life back to those schools. But he's not letting them off the hook, either.
You can't continue to fund schools that are losing enrollment at high levels. Throwing money at a situation and not fixing the problem is not the answer.
It's a middle ground, one that leaves Walsh open to criticism from across the political spectrum.
I mean, again, everyone wants more.
That's the challenge for an incumbent mayor. Everyone does want more for Boston Public Schools. More funding, more accountability, and more progress. and all at the same time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.